Today's best trots plays, the Trots Form Express.
Harness racing goes to Cranbourne today. Calling all the action is Luke Humphreys. We say a very good morning to Luke with his game plan for the program at Cranbourne.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, we'll run through some of the better bets on the program. Over the best, it's actually a pretty good program. I think it's both from a quality and quantity perspective. Definitely, I think the club's been rewarded with these Sunday meetings. I can't remember the last time I did a meeting at Cranbourne that had any less than eight races, so it's not a bad program. The best bet comes up in the three-year-old maiden trot, 7:37 p.m. Race six, number four, free start. Only had the one start, finished fourth of seven in a fairly strong two-year-old event at Kilmore in the October of last year, but has now joined the Kylie Sugar stable and has had three trials to prepare for this and has trialled pretty well on all occasions against good quality opposition. Was able to beat the second favourite, Algorithm, by a narrow margin in the Bacchus Marsh trial recently, and I think it's the best bet on the program on its trials. So race six, number four, Free Star, is the best on the program. As far as some value goes on the card, the second event, number 10, Valencia, is a very interesting runner. Has got the outside second row draw, but was a group one runner-up at the two-year-old in the big race. They have the big race in South Australia, that new race they've got there for the sales event. Was able to finish second at group one level in the March of last year. And it was a very impressive winner at Ararat at the, on the second last day of 2020 at a pretty fast mile rate of 158.9 for that track in a two-year-old maiden. If it has a trial for this, joins the Tim Butt stable. Very interesting runner. So $10 chart in the second event, which is a pretty strong three-year-old event, but I think Valencia definitely shouldn't be forgotten about. So it's the best bet. As far as a play of the day goes, in the first event, we'll stand out a few horses in the trifecta. 10 Supreme Dominator stand out for first. 11 Gobsmack will stand out for second. 7 Malibu Jack, who's a good place bet, described the draw, will stand out for third. I think they're the three horses to put in the trifecta in the first event. 10 standing out to win. 11 stand out to run second. 7 by itself for third. Supreme Dominator should be able to make it three starts in a row. Good horse, good form. Supreme Dominator, Gobsmack, down in class. Malibu Jack to place. As far as the quaddy goes, the first leg, the race is 5, 6, 7, 8 is put it off the quaddy. The first leg, 4, 6, 11. Second leg, which is, what have we got? Magic Craft, Lady Olivia's Folly and Mirari. Second leg is 4, 3, star, 1 out. The third leg, 2 and 4, Benatar and the Valani Magic. The fourth leg, 1, 3, 5, 6. That's a bit of a dream, which is our top tip of the little bit. 3, Joy Back, 5, Sunny's Amazing, 6, Death Touch. So best race, 6, number 4, Freestar. Value race, 2, number 10, Valencia. Play of the day, first event, trifecta, 10 to win, 11 to second, for second, 7 for third, quaddy, 4, 6, 11, 4, 1 out, 2 and 4, then 1, 3, 5 and 6, and hopefully there's a few winners amongst them, Brendan.
Best of luck today, Luke.